And you would use that for behavior and looks both, or just, how would you use that?
I would say it for behavior.
Okay. But you would use favors?
Favors or resembles for looks.
Okay, if you were talking about, say a woman whose husband had died and she had 6 children all by herself, she had to
raise.
To a naughty child, you might say, you better be careful or you're going to get a
spanking.
And if it was a little bit stronger than a spanking, if the child had been really bad, you might...
Whipping?
And if 2 children were fighting, they might say, one might say to the other one, I'm going to give you a...
Licking.
If you saw a little boy that you hadn't seen in a long time and he was taller, and the last time you saw him, you might look at him and say, oh, how you have...
Grown.
And he might say, well, yes, last year I really...
Grew.
A child that's born to an unmarried woman would be a...
illegitimate child.
Your sister's son would be called your...
nephew.
And a child that's lost its father and mother would be called an...
orphan.
And the person appointed by the court, perhaps, to look after an orphan would be its...
guardian.
And all the people that are related to you would be called your...
relatives or kin. Kinfolk.
You know who she should have interviewed was your daddy.
That's what mother said.
Yeah, that's what,
that's who you should have talked to.
Yeah, that would have been neat. He would have been a good one for that middle.
Yeah, he's too old, though. She had to have somebody in there.
Yeah, he wouldn't be
good. Country is the
but for that
long.
Middle group, he'd be real good. That middle age group. Now, if there was somebody else you knew who had the name Irvin, for example, and you might say, well, yeah, she's got the same name as I do, but she's no...
relation. Mm-hmm. Or she's not related to me.
A person who comes into town and nobody's ever seen that person before, you'd say that person was a...
stranger.
Okay, and this next
outsider,
part...
maybe.
And this next part is for pronunciation of names. Okay, my first name is...
Mary.
George Washington's wife is...
Mary.
No.
Martha.
Yeah.
Mary Washington's the college.
Yeah. And that's where, didn't Ellen go? Oh, yes. Wait till the sun shines. There's a song.
Nellie.
Right? Yeah. I'll say it again. I'm sorry.
Nellie.
The first book of the New Testament is?
Genesis.
No, the New
Testament.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Biblical illiterate.
Okay. A woman who conducts school is a?
Teacher. School marm.
Okay. Then, if you knew a person, a woman named, that's a problem. Cooper, how would you say that name?
Cooper.
Okay. And if it was Mrs., you'd say Mrs.
Cooper.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody use the term jackleg and talking about somebody? Okay, have you heard that used?
Sort of a...
your husband uses it.
Yeah, Bill uses it all the time. I assume he means somebody who is just sort of
half-assed.
Yeah.
That's not what
that isn't doing what he's expected to do.
Yeah.
Sort of doing a slipshod job of it.
Like, would you use it like a jackleg mechanic? Would you say it that way? Or would it be, would you say lawyer? Would you say
jackleg? Yeah, most anything.
Yeah.
All the time.
You know, is there such a thing as a jake leg?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Never heard
that
of it.
Rings a better bell than a jack leg.
Another thing, this is something that I've heard. Have you ever heard people talk about a mechanic who has his own shop as a shade tree?
No. Mm.
I've heard that in Dalton. Have you heard that in Chattanooga?
Never heard it before.
Right.